Applications for 2024 Community Investment Fund project proposals are open, with the first review of applications set for March 5th. The City of Hastings created a community investment fund 3 years ago to encourage and support community partnerships and community-driven projects, and has provided $100,000 in funding each year. Hastings Parks and Recreation Director Chris Jenkins joined KDWA with more information.
What you're talking about is the Community Investment Fund, and this is the third year that our City Council has allocated $100,000 to be able to partner with a wide variety of groups and or individuals, really, to do, again, a wide variety of projects. So we've had, you know, some public art projects, we've had some riparian improvement projects, we've had the scoreboard and sound system at the Hastings Civic Arena. This year there's also, working with HYAA, there's going to be a couple of scoreboards at two of the Veterans Athletic Complex softball fields. The batting cages out at Vets Baseball Field are part of this. Building Remembrance for Reconciliation has been awarded funding, and they're doing some research and charrettes with the ultimate goal of having a public art installation in Hastings to really talk about the Black heritage and Black history of Hastings. So, yeah, quite a wide variety of things all over the board. Also working with the LeDuc Historic Estate for a couple of improvements over there. But, yeah, it's been a really cool thing. I am the contact if you have questions. So my email address and phone numbers are posted on the city's website. The applications are on the city's website, so you can kind of run through that and go through it. And if you have any questions, just contact me, and I'll be at least that initial point of contact. This first round is due March 5th, and then we'll take those submitted applications to our finance committee on March 11th, and they'll make some determinations on which ones they want to fund and which ones they don't. If the $100,000 allocation is not spent on that first round, then it is first come, first serve. So submit an application, and at our next meeting with Finance Committee, we'll review those and then make some more decisions and keep going.
I also asked Jenkins which groups or individuals he expects to apply for these particular grants.
You know, what I expect can always change, but, you know, local sports organizations, local art, we've had local churches. The LeDuc is a Dakota County Historical Society. Hastings Environmental Protectors here in town. They were awarded a few last year and are looking for some more this year. Like I said, Building Remembrance for Reconciliation is a local group focused on history and heritage. It's such a wide variety of folks and projects. It's kind of up to the imagination of the applicant on what they can do. There are a couple of requirements, right? If it's a permanent project, it needs to be placed on city property. That's one of the requirements, but it could be in so many different things.